So hi, I'm Tom Evans, and welcome to another In the Moments of Light radio show for the Radio Light Worker. Now today I'm absolutely honoured to be speaking to a wonderful lady called Amy Palko. Now, Amy and I have never met, isn't that right, Amy?
That's right, yes, Tom.
But I kind of feel I know you for some reason. We've been tweeting away and we've been swapping lots of gems of wisdom between the two of us over about 12 months now. And it's a real honour to be able to talk to you today about the work you're doing.
Oh, it's a real honour to be asked, Tom. Thank you.
Yeah, so light bulb moments then, Amy. You've had a few.
I have.
Would you like to share one with us?
Absolutely. You know, when I finished up the PhD, I kind of had a period of time when I had to sort of retreat from the world just to try and gain a better idea of who I was and what I was doing. The PhD process is really quite a grueling one and it can really take a lot out of you.
Could you share what the PhD was in with everybody?
Surely, yes. It was, I looked at the author protagonists in the work of Stephen King, the horror novelist. So I did that for about 4 years. So that was quite a long time to focus on a research project. And then coming out at the end of that, really trying to decide what was the next big project. But also sort of having to sort of recuperate and recover a bit as well.
So if you went on Mastermind, Stephen King could be your specialist subject then.
He absolutely would be my specialist subject.
Fabulous.
I know more than anybody should need to know about Stephen King, probably.
Even Stephen King.
Probably.
Good. So you did this wonderful PhD.
Yes.
And what happened next?
And then after that, as I said, I kind of went through this period of retreat and sort of reflection and started to read a lot of books about spirituality. And it was when I read, in fact, it's a funny connection, actually. I read a book by a woman called Sarah Beek called The Red Book. And in the resources at the back of that book, I read about a book called Goddesses in Every Woman by Jean Shinoda Bolen. And I thought, oh, that sounds completely fascinating. I must have that book. So I went on to Amazon, purchased it. It arrived and I started to read it. And everything just seemed to fall into place for me. It just all made so much sense. It was about listening to people's stories and about seeing the connections and the patterns that exist within people's stories and then helping them to find a way of making sense within that in a larger framework. So that was my first sort of probably huge aha moment.
So basically there's a God and Goddess in each one of us, is that what you're saying?
Well, I would say there's a sacred feminine, the sacred masculine within all of us. Okay. And I think that that the different archetypes help us to make sense of that. We probably draw on specific archetypes more than we do others, but I certainly think that all archetypes are available to us.
Wow.
And we can certainly draw on them when we feel we need to. And the more you're aware of that, the more you can make use of that.
So when you have the light bulb moment, then many people might come across this sort of thing where they get this realization. But very few of us actually do something with it. So what did you do with that, armed with that information?
Well, this is a funny story as well, because I was sent a copy of a book, Appreciating Angels, and by Sally...
Aisling, yeah?
Aisling, yes, absolutely. I was sent a copy of her book, and... I sat down and read it and I was just completely blown away by it. I read it all in a day. And at the end of it, I thought, wow, this absolutely connects with this chapter that I've just read in Goddesses in Every Woman. And being a literary academic, I thought, well, hang on, I'll see if I can bring the two together and see if I can spot some patterns. And so basically I just sat down and wrote up a bit of an analysis on it, really. Bringing in the archetype of Persephone and seeing how that kind of functioned within that narrative. Mm-hmm. And it just really seemed to fit. And so I sent it on to you, I think. And yes, it's just kind of snowballed from there, really.
Yeah, because I helped Sally get the book together. And yes. that's what connected us thinking about it, isn't it?
It is.
Weird is that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, then I passed it on to Sally, who I know then got in touch with you through Twitter. Isn't Twitter such a wonderful medium? Oh,
I just love Twitter. Yeah, I love Twitter.
It's my serendipity generator.
Yeah, do you know, I read a wonderful article about Twitter that compared Twitter to a sacred space. Mm-hmm. And it absolutely fits for me. You know, it does feel like a sacred space, one of those huge domes under which we all live and communicate, and we all send out these wee messages, and sometimes they'll connect with others and sometimes they won't, but they always connect with those that they're meant to. It's just a lovely place.
Yeah, I think it's a metaphor for the for the collective consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it works really well as that.
Yeah. So I connected you with Sally, and then I was absolutely blessed for you doing my archetype.
Yeah, which is funny as well, because I don't really know exactly why I did that. But but yes, I just I was looking through your book, Blocks, and I thought... gosh, this works really well with the next book that I had just purchased, which was Jean Shinoda Bolan's Gods in Every Man. And I could start to see connections with some of the God archetypes. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I wrote up another sort of piece of writing and sent that on to you.
Yeah. Should we share that with the listeners?
That, yeah, if you want to. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so you said that I've got a bit of Hermes sort of residing inside me, the messenger of the gods. And since I learned that, then I found that it really focused me, and that it meant that I kind of understood the mission I'd been sent on to help people get their messages out, and also that I got some fairly serious messages to get out there as well. And since then, I've got to tell you that if anything comes along where I can't do that, I tend to pass it on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of live the archetype, and it's given me a real focus and a sense of urgency and a sense of direction. So eternal thanks to you for giving me that.
Oh, fantastic. I'm really glad that it works in that way for you. I mean, I think when you hit upon the correct archetype, then, you know, everything starts to make a lot more sense. Mm-hmm. And we start to see how we fit into the narrative of our own life and how that narrative then connects with other people as well. Because, you know, all of these mythic archetypes don't exist in a bubble by themselves. They interact with others. And I think in the case of Hermes in particular, because he's a networker god, he connects with a lot of other archetypes.
Ah, so actually, there should be some insight to be gained then. If you know someone else's archetype, actually how you interact with them, you could modify that depending on what you know about their essence. Would that be true?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think you understand your own role better in relationship to them as well. Because essentially Hermes is the rescuer of lost and trapped children. And that's really how I think of him. He rescued various different people various different mythic archetypes throughout his narratives. So, for example, Persephone was one, mm-hmm. where he travelled down into the underworld and brought her back up to the surface. But he also rescued Dionysus from a brass jar that he had been trapped in. So you would automatically deal with somebody that was drawing on a Dionysus archetype differently from somebody that was drawing on a Persephone archetype.
Well, that's interesting, because you've not met Sally either, have you?
No, I've not. No.
So, the work I did with Sally was obviously it was related to her book, but it was also a sort of rescue job. She won't mind me sharing that with everybody. It was helping her one get the bravery to share the story, and then two, working with her so she had the resources to be that author archetype, the Persephone archetype.
Yes.
And we did some very deep work on that. In fact, anyone that comes to me with writer's block is always a life block, and so there is an element of rescue going on. I never really thought about that, but there's always a bit of a rescue as well as delivering of a book, which is, I love the win-win situation of this.
Yes, absolutely. And I think I think that's actually all. That's completely key, isn't it? Is that that when we draw upon Hermes, is he helps us to find our words in order to move into the light, actually. Because if you think about all of these characters that have ended up lost or trapped in some way, they've been lost and trapped in the darkness.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because what are we talking about today? Moments of light. And the next book is about light bulb moments. And you can't have the light bulb moments when you're in the dark.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So we've got Persephone, we've got Hermes. And who are you?
Aha! Well, this is something, you know, it's always so much easier to spot the patterns in other people's narratives than it is to spot them in your own. And I think that's why it's so important that we bring other people in to help us do that kind of reflective work. But I have actually started to narrow it down a bit, which is which has been helpful. I move in a cycle between two.
Okay.
I draw on Artemis. So I'm quite good at setting a goal, moving towards it. I'm very determined in that sense, and I'm very in touch with my femininity. I'm very in touch with connecting with other women as well. You know, that's a very strong aspect for me, and that's all connected to Artemis. However, I also move into Hestia, and I think actually as I've started to do more and more of these kind of consultations for people, I've noticed that Artemis quite often works in tandem with Hestia, because Hestia is goddess of the hearth, goddess of the heart. You know, she's about inward turning. So whereas Artemis is all about movement, she's all about momentum, Hestia is about stopping and turning inward and refocusing and recentering. And I think you can completely see this functioning with the movement of my PhD and then coming to the end of it, you know, and getting through 4 years of research. You know, I had to have that momentum, I had to have that focus, I had to have that balance in order to let my arrow fly and hit my target. And so that was all about forward movement. And then once you've hit your target, though, as Artemis, you become a bit lost because you don't have another target. You need to find another target to aim at. Mm-hmm. And there isn't necessarily a new aim immediately in front of you. And so then that energy doesn't necessarily serve you as well. And so at that point, when I said that I retreated from the world a bit and I needed to recover, I needed to recuperate, that's the point at which I drew on Hestia. And I recentered myself, and I tried to rediscover my sense of who I was, and I've noticed that in other people as well. You know, that this is the way that's functioning.
But you're actually helping other people reach their targets.
Yeah, I am, absolutely. Well, yeah. See, I feel like I've moved back into Artemis now after a period of sort of recentering. I'm moving back into that. Into that space of helping other people to move forward too. So
these archetypes, apart from being, if you like, classification systems, are they also intelligences? And are they, if you like, an essence, or are they our guides?
Do you know, I think it's completely up for grabs.
I think
it works best if I kind of leave it up to the person who I'm consulting with to decide how this functions for them. So, you know, you can either think of it in quite a grounded, rational way that, you know, these myths have been created as a way to help us understand human behaviour. And therefore, they kind of function at that level, so that certain personality types, I suppose, will follow particular patterns. Or you can think of it in the sense that these are the gods and the goddesses, and that they are working through us and with us. And that we can think of it in that sense, or we can think of it in the sense of them being as guides for us and pointing us in certain directions. So you can think of it in multiple different ways, and it's really whichever way functions best for the individual.
Well, you know what? So that makes this work that you do very applicable. So you can apply it into left brain businesses, where, you know, you're working with people with different profiles and, you know, trying to understand how teams might work together. We could also use it in a very spiritual context as well, couldn't you? Because I'll share an experience I had with you, which is, I always, because I'm a left brain male, Even though I'm, you know, very spiritually minded, I took it that it was just that latter thing, that, you know, that these are just convenient buckets for us to fall into. And, you know, this Hermes character wasn't really me, and I wasn't Hermes, and, you know, it was just a sort of just the work that I did. And I was doing a breathing session with a lovely lady called Judith Davis, who teaches the spinal breath. And, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen, but you basically just breathe in a different way for about an hour and a half. And would you believe it? I got a real strong sense of Hermes walking in. And saying, right, I'm here. You're ready? I'm moving in, guys. Like it or not.
I've brought my bags.
Exactly, yeah. This is kind of fun, this stuff, and we can do some real stuff together. So, especially, you know, that this lady and you are not connected, and the two bits of work were, I guess I'm the connection, if you like.
Yes.
But, you know, Hermes was not on the agenda for that day's work, you know?
But, you know, I think as soon as we become aware of the archetypal energies that we're drawing on, and that's the way I tend to think of it,
yeah.
Then necessarily they start to show up in more and more ways, and we become much more aware of any kind of symbology, I suppose, that surrounds us. And it's becomes quite a personal symbolism, you know, so words might pop up, or specific images will start to appear, or, you know, all of that, and it all starts to make a bit more sense.
Well, let's not forget, at the time that we got in touch with each other, I'd just come back from the island of Herm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So talk about, you know, being bashed around the head with a message and not listening to it.
Exactly. I was obviously brought in to just point it out.
Oh, I get that all the time when I'm not listening. And then I had one thing where I had to get in touch with, there was a sun archetype, and I had a letter from Sun Life Assurance on that same day, and there was something going on with the sun as well. So, and we get our messages in all sorts of funny ways, don't we?
We absolutely do.
And then you tend to get a nice confirmation just to say, okay, you paid attention now, so here's one just to make sure that you really understood we were communicating with you.
Yeah. Oh, see, I have a very specific one that's coming up a lot at the moment, which I think is connected to my Artemis, which is phoenixes.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenixes are coming up absolutely everywhere. I get maybe about 3-4 mentions of phoenixes in a day at the moment.
And what's the significance of a phoenix in connection with Artemis?
Well, what I'm thinking is, you know, I said that I think we move in cycles, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think my cycle is an Artemis Hestia, and Hestia is goddess of the hearth. And I feel that I've kind of moved through that cycle now, and I'm coming back into Artemis.
So almost rising,
Artemis is rising from the flames.
Absolutely. Ah, got it. Yes. So all these myths then that are, you know, are buried in the eons of time, they've all got some resonance with us in this modern day world that we live in.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think these kind of narratives that we've been telling each other for, you know, since the dawn of time, are told for a reason. Do you know? I think they pass on some kind of essential wisdom. And I think that wisdom is as relevant now as it's ever been. However, I do actually think that certain archetypes really start to come into their own depending on the specific chronological period. So I was just saying to you before, if there's a god of Twitter, it's Hermes, you know, and this movement into sort of technology, into the speed of communication. I mean, this is absolutely Hermes' time.
Wow, and I was given 20 years of high tech training when I came into this world as well.
There you go. It was absolutely.
I didn't invent Twitter though. It's not one of mine. So you're talking about passing on of wisdom then. So how do you pass on your wisdom?
Well, I do it in a variety of ways. One of the ways is through my writing. I also draw on Hermes to a certain extent as well. So, you know, I'm sort of quite in tune with my communications. So I do a lot of writing, which you can find on my website and through my blog. And I also do workshops as well. And those workshops are run through a partnership with Gillian Alexander. And that's called Reclaiming Delphi. And we've been mostly doing women's goddess workshops throughout this year. However, next year we're going to expand that a little bit, and we're going to start doing a couple of mixed workshops as well as our women only workshops too.
So on these workshops, what happens exactly?
Oh, what happens? Well, what happens is we kind of focus on a specific number of goddesses that are related to the season. And as we move through the season, we move from maiden, lover, mother, and now we're moving into crone. And so our next workshop is on the 19th of December through in Glasgow. And yes, it's gonna be beautiful. So we do a bit of mandala creation. We do some guided visualization. We do some dance. We do some storytelling. We have a lovely lunch which we all share, and it's a lot about sharing, about connecting, both with ourselves and with each other. So it's a very special day. It's always hugely emotional. But fun as well. You know, it really is a lovely event. So it's always good.
Well, I'm looking forward to your mixed workshops there next year.
Yeah, I think they'll be really interesting, actually, because we've had so many men approach us, actually, and say, you know, we'd love to come to attend your workshops. So yes, we want to make that available to them as well. So
yeah,
that should be really interesting. Because, of course, I mean, I think the Reclaiming Delphi project is about honouring the sacred feminine, and I think both Gillian and I are very clear that the sacred feminine is not just limited to women, and that the sacred feminine resides within absolutely everybody and is accessible by everybody. Mm-hmm. And we want to make our workshops accessible by everybody too.
Wow. And if someone wanted to find out their own archetype, how would they go about it?
Well, I'm offering consultations. So they're absolutely welcome to get in touch with me through my website, amypalko.com. Just click on the Work with Amy tab. And yes, I do a session to help. And I've framed it in the way of blossoming. Uh-huh. So that I'm allowing people to connect, or helping people to connect with the archetypes in order to achieve sort of a state of blossoming, about really coming into one's own, about understanding how one fits into everything, and how they can move forward from a very sort of empowered place.
Gotcha. Now, and blossoming then is very much like that light bulb moment reception time, isn't it? Because a lot of things are going to cascade from that awareness, new awareness of what your archetype has been all your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's really what I'm hoping to give people. And I hope that I do give people is multiple light bulb moments in their session with me, where things start to make sense. So, you know, we kind of look at sort of their past and the way that they narrate their story of how they've come to this point. And we shine a bit of light on that. And then we shine a bit of light on their present situation. And then we shine a bit of light on how and what we're going to be moving into, and what kind of energy is best to kind of draw on that in order to get us to that place.
Yeah, I certainly found that, because I found out that if I wasn't being Hermes, I wasn't happy. And I found out that if I was in a situation where I couldn't be Hermes, I could go, well, how would Hermes react in this situation, and what would he do? And then it allowed me to play that role in a much better way. And since then, I've become much more efficient. And also, I've not really spoke about this. I don't think I've even blogged about it to anybody. Some people know about it. I've mentioned the story to them. But I've not broadcast to the world. It doesn't say on my website, hey, come here, this is the home of Hermes. I think the handbag manufacturer would probably have a go at me if I did that anyway. But people have kind of picked it up.
Yes.
And they seem to have just popped along.
You're broadcasting it on a different level. You know, yeah. It may not be explicitly stated on your website or whatever, but you are still broadcasting it out into the world, and people are connecting to that because they resonate with it.
Yes.
And so you will automatically connect with those that are looking for direction, or for help with articulating themselves and finding themselves and finding their words.
So this is highly recommended work. I wish you loads of success with it, because I think it's just something that needs to be conveyed to the world. Now, Amy Palko, so just in case you don't know how to spell that, is AmyPalko.com.
That's right, yes.
And you're also on Twitter.
I am.
And with that moniker as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners today about their archetypes and why they should find out what they are?
I suppose I would just share that, you know, I think that we all have it within us to blossom. And I think being more aware of our archetypes allows us to get to that point, that stage. And it is such worthwhile work, you know. And I think in this day and age, we can quite often get sort of caught up in the idea that sort of paying attention to self and about articulating our stories, et cetera, is quite selfish. And I would like to say that it's absolutely not. About taking the time to do this kind of work for yourself is actually extremely beneficial for others and for the world, you know. Is that you can really come into your own and play out the role that you're here to do, you know, and I think that's hugely important work.
Wow. Now, is that not a moment of light?
I hope so.
Amy, it's been a real, real pleasure to talk to you this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I wish you well in your work, and I highly recommend everyone gets in touch with you and finds out who they are and why they came to be.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.